Not long ago, Australian musician Courtney Barnett was struggling.
It's kind of hard to like put into a couple of catchy sentences, but I think it's just, I guess, I just was probably pretty depressed at a point.
That's when a friend suggested a simple idea. Write a list of things to look forward to. That advice became the title to one of the songs on her new album, Things Take Time, Take Time. Barnett admits that she was skeptical at first about that list idea.
When that friend gave me that advice, I was very low. So I rolled my eyes and I was like, well, nothing. There's nothing that I'm looking forward to. Nobody knows why we keep trying. And then they were like, well, what about this little thing and this little thing? And, you know, just as little as like waking up tomorrow and watching the sunrise and drinking a coffee. That kind of normally makes the top of my list. I'm looking forward to the next letter that I'm
gonna get from you. So did writing it out actually make you feel better? Did you feel that your mood, your outlook, just your state of mind start to shift?
Yeah. You know, I think that writing in general does that for me, and a lot of the writing I do doesn't make much sense, but it helps in the moment, and then it eventually, you know, eventually that might lead to me understanding something better, which might turn into a song. But yeah, I think that for every 100 pages, there's, you know, a good page.
You could hear lyrics in your earlier work that often explored your anxiety. Like there's one song all about a panic attack. And in this album, you do acknowledge how the world is still a stressful place, but this album does feel different.
Yeah, I feel like I learn a lot about my own album and my own self through like conversations like this with people like you. Uh-huh. With very...
Sometimes it's how it works, yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely the kind of softness to some of these songs. Trees are turning green in this springtime lethargy is kind of forcing you to see
flowers in the weeds. You know, also I felt like when I was listening to this album, a lot of the songs almost sound like pep talks for yourself or for a friend.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I hear that for sure. A lot of songs start as letters or as conversations. And yeah, I think it's often kind of having a conversation with a friend and trying to give them advice or just listen. Often in those moments, I find myself like saying the things that I would want to hear if I was in that same situation. And so it's like, it's this weird kind of conversation with someone else, which is actually a conversation with me. Why don't you let go of those ideas that
never gonna serve you in the end? These softer songs that you mentioned, like, was that a surprise to you?
I don't think so. Maybe, you know, the environment of where I write or create something, like I was in this small apartment and I didn't want to make too much noise for the neighbors. And, you know, so it was like, right. There is that element of like smallness and also, you know, the kind of anxiety and overwhelm of kind of this whole pandemic. I probably was craving the opposite a little bit. I was kind of craving this comforting repetition, that kind of meditation, like they're the sounds that I was kind of searching for.
Thank you. feel this pandemic has changed you in larger ways?
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, I had, you know, one of the quietest years of my life and the most kind of solitude I've ever experienced as well. It's the only time in my life that I've lived by myself and dealing with a lot of internal kind of thoughts and changes, which of course I would not have experienced if that situation wasn't laid out in front of me, because I would have had distractions of the world and distractions of my normal kind of day-to-day life and friends. And so yeah, without a doubt, I mean, it changed lots. And the day seems so
familiar. Courtney Barnett, her new album is Things Take Time, Take Time. Thank you so much for being with us. This was wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.